Something to consider. Psychologists tell us that no one will die willingly for something they don't believe absolutely. 11 of 12 apostles were brought to their death not for believing in Jesus Christ, but because they believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What does this mean to us? Well, it is a piece of courtroom admissible evidence that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. The idea that these men went willingly to their death, thinking that Jesus had been resurrected from the dead, knowing that they did not know where the body was, they knew there was no deception, that the tomb had been empty, a heavily guarded tomb. Why was it heavily guarded? The Romans and the Jews of the time were trying to quell any enthusiasm of this continued religion that Jesus had been teaching, a religion of love and care, a religion of kingdom from God, a religion that those in the contemporary society felt undermined the things that they were trying to push forward. The resurrection undermined all of what was being taught by Judaism, and it undermined Roman authority. These 11 men stand as proof that Jesus was resurrected from the dead, that there was no deception, that they didn't know where the body was, that they hadn't taken part in a plot to hide the body, but that they in fact believed, in fact knew that Jesus had been resurrected from the dead. They had seen him. They had eaten with him. He had talked to them after he had been crucified, after he had been buried. For this reason, they went willingly to their death, a courtroom admissible proof that Jesus had risen from the dead. What does that mean to us? Well, Romans tells us that we are with Christ in death in order to be with him in resurrection, in order to gain the confidence and gain the spirit to lead new lives, to lead lives of joy, to lead lives of freedom, to lead lives that have confidence in suffering, knowing that there is a life for us beyond the grave, and that that life begins not then, but now. We are beyond the confines of death if we believe in Jesus Christ. And this gives us the enthusiasm we need, the comfort we need to lead lives of service and love to others. Have a great Sunday.